Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Special Planning Committee. My name is Brendan McEwan, and I'll be chairing this meeting. Just before we start, if you have a mobile phone, can I ask you to put it on silent or switch it off? As there's only one person in the public gallery, I won't bother saying about refraining from commenting. On my right, I have officers from the planning department, and on my left, I have officers from the law and administration. Officers from the planning department will present each application separately as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 10 minutes, and I'll indicate when you have 1 minute to go. Ward members are also entitled to 10 minutes. An audio recording is being taken of this meeting, and it will be published on the council's website. Members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy any immunity as that is enjoyed by our colleagues in Parliament. Members may only deal with the planning application before them in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the local plan, together with any other relevant planning matters. So we now move on to the agenda. Apologies. I've had from Councillor Rob Kenny and
Councillor Peter Jones.
Councillor Peter Jones. Declaration of any member's interest or lobbying?
Declared interest.
Okay, thank you. And we have spoken about that, so you are going to leave the room. Thank you. So we'll ask the planning officer to start the application number 23/37716, Staffordshire Police Authority, Western Road, Stafford. We've been to the site visit. Now here's the presentation.
Okay, thank you. This application is for the demolition of blocks 2, 3 and 4, containing a range of police functions and the erection of a two-storey hub and training facility and a separate skills training house. The plan and aerial view, which you'll see on the screen, show the location of the site we visited this morning, with Western Road running to the southeast, Beacon Business Park to the northeast, and Staffordshire Technology Park to the northwest. As you can see, the application site sits within the middle of the police headquarters site. The land to the north forms part of the police site, and the buildings and the car parks to the south as well. The photo plan shows the location of the following four photographs, two from the south and two from the north. The first is block 3 from the north of the site. The second is block 4 and the containers which are to be removed, again from the north of the site. From the car park to the south, this is block 2 with block 3 visible behind it. And again, block 2 with block 3 behind it. Staffordshire Technology Park, you can see in the background to the left-hand side of the picture. Plan 1 is the existing site plan. It shows the three blocks which are to be removed and the containers to the north. The three blocks to be removed are those in grey, and the green shaded to the top of the image for the containers. Plan 2 is the proposed site plan. This shows the proposed buildings, parking provision and landscaping. The red edges on there are the buildings to be removed. Plan 3 shows the ground floor of the proposed training hub. The shooting range is the large expanse on the right hand side of that. Plan 4 is the first floor of that building. Plan 5 is the elevations of the training hub and shooting range. Plan 6, the floor plans and the elevations of the skills house, which would be to the north of the site. I have one representation to present verbally. The parish council advised this morning that they raised no objection, but they did state they would be interested to see whether the redevelopment is a smaller, larger or similar in size to that which is there at the moment. And the recommendation is that the application be approved subject to conditions set out in the agenda.
Thank you. Thanks, Ed. Thank you very much. Who wants to open? First speaker, sorry. Right, it's Robert, isn't it?
Richard.
Richard, sorry, Richard Battens. Is that right?
Thank you. Yeah, perfect, thank you.
Sorry, thanks for that.
Would you like me to stand or sit?
Sit down if you
please.
Make yourself comfortable. We have 10 minutes.
Good morning, everyone. Richard Battens, I'm the Joint Estates Programme Manager for Staffordshire Police, and I'd like to speak in support of the proposal to build a firearms training facility at the Staffordshire Police headquarters at Weston Road. Staffordshire Police have a duty to keep the people and communities of Staffordshire safe. This includes having an armed response capability to address threats from those with firearms and bladed weapons within Staffordshire, and for the force to be able to provide mutual aid regionally and nationally when requested. Training for Staffordshire Police armed response officers is currently carried out at an outdoor facility near Eccleshaw. The facility has been leased by the force for a number of years, with the current lease ending in December 2026. There are a number of issues with the existing facility, which impacts on its availability, the quality of training, and the longevity of that site. The range backstop and the ground at the existing facility is prone to freezing, flooding and baking, which renders it unusable at times. This impacts on the training schedule and can lead to officers going out of certification, which means they cannot be deployed. The facility does not support training our officers in some techniques and tactics, and we're unable to use lighting and sound to create immersive training scenarios. Staffordshire Borough Council has received complaints due to the noise generated by shooting on the site. Whilst the force has taken reasonable technical and management measures to mitigate the noise nuisance, it is not possible to eliminate the noise entirely, and this will continue to be an issue inherent in our use of this facility, which may ultimately threaten its viability. The above factors and the proposal for extensive development in this area has led the force to develop strategic options to address the risk of losing access to this facility. An extensive options appraisal was carried out, which included options including the use of Ministry of Defence facilities, travel to other forces ranges, collaboration with other forces to create a shared facility, and the viability of building a facility on the police headquarters site. Following the development of the business case using the Treasury 5-case model, the preferred option was to develop the scheme to build at Weston Road with the support of experienced architects and consultants. Following a long period of uncertainty, the solution that is proposed is intended to provide a high-quality training venue to meet the firearms training requirements of Staffordshire Police for the next 40 years. As well as resolving the training requirements, the facility will include modern armoury facilities and facilities to supply our armed response vehicles to enable threats in central Staffordshire to be directly addressed from our headquarters site. The design of the facility has been considered from all perspectives. The range must be fit for its intended purpose, but consideration has also been given to ensure the facility makes a positive contribution towards the biodiversity and sustainability of our site. The facility has been designed with a south-facing roof, which will be clad with approximately 1,000 square metres of solar panels to contribute towards the power requirements of the building and the wider site. The building incorporates bat and bird boxes, and the landscaping design includes planting to promote the biodiversity of the site. EV charging points have been included within the design, with ducting and structural cables included to enable the provision of EV charging points to be easily scaled up as demand for those arises. The decision to develop the facility at headquarters site will minimise officer travelling time, cost and environmental impact, and reduce the risk of transporting weapons and ammunition around the county for training purposes. In addition to environmental factors, the contribution that a large-scale build can make to the local economy has been considered. The Treasury 5-case business model includes a section for the economic case that options are evaluated against. The RICS, the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors Research, suggests that there is a multiplier of 2.84 for the economic benefit that this kind of large-scale investment can generate. Based on this, it is expected that the benefit of the scheme will be in excess of £40 million, with a significant proportion of this accruing to Staffordshire due to the supply chains which will be used. The project has been run with best practice risk management processes, The risk log is a live document with risks already noted for construction traffic, noise and disruption during the construction phase, and appropriate measures will be planned to mitigate these. The facility has been designed by experienced architects that have previously designed state-of-the-art facilities, including the civil nuclear constabulary facility at Sellafield and a similar facility for Merseyside Police. The design enforces safe working practices and builds in safety measures relating to exposure to lead and other contaminants. Once built, the range part of the building is fully encapsulated and the noise and disruption to our neighbours from its operation should be negligible. We maintain a positive relationship with our public and private sector neighbours and have received no adverse responses in the course of our consultation with them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anything more to add? You have time?
No, I think that's it. Thank you. I'll save you 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So, who wants to open the batting? Anyone? Councillor Frank James.
Yeah, I've noted. Extremely impressed with the site this morning, but I have noticed the there was a massive amount of cars parked on there, and I see there's spaces are going to be diminished by 26, and surely with this new facility it would be an increase, not a decrease.
We already bring our officers to our site, and then they go off to the current training facility in Carriers. So there'll be no net increase. We're also looking at implementing
through the chair.
So we're also looking at implementing more agile working on the site, which will enable our staff to be more home based and working at our other site.
Thank you. Councillor Brian Cross.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah. We remember when they moved into the police moved into this facility, and I'm sure at state at the time there wasn't enough space for accommodation, and they finished up leasing extra buildings on the technology park. In fact, I was speaking to one of the officers while we were walking around, and he mentioned that they were going to relocate. They're refurbishing, apparently. The building we were in is to take accommodate more people, and also the buildings on the technology park. So they alleviated my concerns to a degree about where they would accommodate everyone. So weighing everything up, I can't see any problems with this, and I'm happy to propose approval with the appropriate conditions.
I second that.
Any more comments? I was just going to ask about external lighting. It's sufficient for passage around the grounds. Additional canopy lighting may be beneficial, and unit lighting should be provided to cover all entrances and egress points. Additional canopy lighting. Do we have any control over what that additional canopy lighting might be?
If it's within the building, then no. Is that the design of police?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, so they would often comment on applications, making suggestions for improvements where security and safety could be improved, or design can improve the security of the site. So in terms of the illumination that's proposed, it's acceptable. I took that as recommendations from an officer of the same organisation that submitted the application. I would hope that they considered the lighting that they required for the buildings in submitting the application. But I believe that an informative at the end of the conditions referring back to the comments of the Staffordshire Police, to take those into account if the applicant wishes to make any amendments along those lines or incorporate some of those within the design of the building. For example, there are often lots of comments to do with locking mechanisms, which we have no control over. So it's a very broad range of recommendations that they make.
It's just that I know when we've looked at large industrial buildings previously, we have expressed concerns about external lighting. I just sort of flag it up to make sure that we are happy with what's before us.
Are you adding that, asking to add that as a condition, Chairman?
Well, it's already conditioned there in terms of the lighting, isn't it?
Yes, 17.
Thank
you. Yeah. So no external lighting should be installed except for those at Chairman, so we would have control over any other external lighting.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Councillor Molly Phillips.
Thank you. I just want to say I applaud Staffordshire Police for bringing this this application forward, and for the environmental inclusions that they've put into this as well, because they've obviously thought this out in great detail. High quality training venue absolutely is needed to bring our Staffordshire Police up to the standard that the national standard requirements. And I am wholly supportive of the fact that they're doing this. Anything that's going to be beneficial to our local policing teams and our training facilities, it can only be a good thing.
Councillor Spencer.
I second what Councillor Phillips has said there. I'm very gratified to see the sort of the environmental and the sort of sustainability elements that have been brought into this design, and I back.
So it has been proposed by Councillor Brian Cross and seconded by Councillor Gaz Jones to approve this. So it goes to the vote. All those in favour, please show. Thank you very much. Thank you. That is approved. Thank you. Have a short interlude.